Hi, my name is Lisa Bush, and I am a candidate for a position on the board of PCB. Toward that aim, I will tell you a little about myself. I received my BA in English from Lock Haven State College in 1977 and worked off and on as a Braille proofreader at National Braille Press from 1979 to 2009. I was also employed part-time as a teacher's aide for 2 years at Hall Elementary School in Massachusetts. I earned a master's degree in rehabilitation counseling from UMass Boston in 2003. My late husband Gil and I produced a CD of original compositions, which was available from Amazon, and my poetry and articles have appeared in Magnets and Ladders, an online magazine, and in other local newsletters. My memoir, Close Calls, is in the process of being self-published sometime within the next few months. I have been active in the Behind Our Eyes writing group for several years and served as secretary for that organization in the past. I am a member of ACB's Friends in Art and have taken many classes from the Writers Center in Bethesda. I participate in PCB's Vision Loss team and will lead a discussion panel for the fall conference on continuing visual arts after sight has diminished. I also am a member of the conference planning team and am currently collecting quotes for a competitive game at the conference. Having had to endure the chronic illnesses of my two husbands and mourned their deaths, a belief in a loving God and creativity have equipped me to be resourceful, empathetic, and determined to find solutions to problems that arise. My interests include creative writing, which opens me up to new ideas, reading, which expands my understanding of others, talking on the phone, which gives me a balance of support and opportunities to give assistance. I love singing and word games, which provide fun and stimulation, sometimes helping me to insert enjoyment in necessary work. As a candidate for the board, I hope to join others expanding the membership's participation by using skills to support whatever is needed for the good of all. I wish every peer to know that he or she has something important to offer. Specifically, I suggest that the Vision Loss team develop a series for the advocate in which each article answers two questions. One proposed by a visually impaired peer, such as how are snowflakes different from each other? And the second put forth by someone sighted who could ask a question like, how do visually impaired people grocery shop? Whatever ways we can understand each other better will strengthen us all. I would further suggest that each team focus on reaching out to those in the community who do not belong to PCB. I also wish for us to include a place where visually impaired young people can experience mentoring so they will know what we as adults are able to accomplish, and we can learn from them as well. Those are my idealistic dreams for PCB, but regardless if they materialize or not, I hope we progress together as peers who respect and listen to each other as equals, knowing we all have so much to contribute.